Some of the farmers are comparing conditions to 1936. That's the benchmark year for drought, when the Midwestern Dust Bowl drove thousands of farmers off their land. Peter Lulich runs a farm implement in Mason. He says government help is the only way some of his customers are going to survive.
Milk is short now. Fuel price at $3 a gallon. If we want to have our guys still stay in business in our community and stuff, and I don't like to have government help. I don't think it's necessary in a lot of cases, but right now, the way they got it so manipulated, somebody's going to have to step in. One of our legislators up here, somebody's going to have to step in.
After weeks without significant rain, rain fell a lot this week. Even so, State Department of Agriculture's Donna Gilson says many farmers have already lost 30 to 60% of this summer's crop.
It was the proverbial too little, too late. The corn and soybeans were past their critical point when they needed really needed rain. You know, once the crops are past that point, then rain doesn't really help them anymore.
If the U.S. Department of Agriculture agrees that the 19 counties should be declared a disaster area, farmers would be eligible for low-interest loans. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.